Legislative Committee meeting to order. Present for the meeting is President Karen Hurley-Nagel, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Powers, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Street, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Woods, Councilwoman Diller, and my aide, legislative aide, Nikai Trill, has taken the minutes. I'm Councilman Hollins. As Councilman Smiley already mentioned, we only have one item on this agenda. The first order is the roll call. I'm sorry, I did it already. The approval of the minutes from the May 8, 2018 meeting.
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes from the May 8 minute are adopted. We'll move on to the one item. The items Councilman Smiley already mentioned that will be tabled or item number 4, 6, and 7. The one item is item number 5, consenting to the appointment of Dolores Hayes Arrington to the position of CHRO. Please come forward. I think we've all met Ms. Hayes Arrington. She's been around here for a few weeks now, and she sat here all afternoon and probably can't wait for us to get to this point and get it over with. So, without any further ado from me, I'll have you make your comments and you can tell us how you feel about being here or whatever you want us to know.
Well, thank you. I want to say good evening. I'm probably the only thing standing between you and an early dinner, so I will be brief. I want to thank Madam President and the County Council for the opportunity to be your acting CHRO for all of 5 weeks and for your consideration of my confirmation. Just a little bit about myself. I've got decades, and we won't say how many, of HR experience, both domestic and abroad. I lived in Europe for 10 years, and I've touched every area of HR imaginable. Human resources information systems, recruitment, workforce planning, succession management, talent management, employee relations, union and non. What else did I miss? I made a little note. Diversity and inclusion, and quality and process improvement, and risk management, and strategy. So I'm very well versed in the areas of HR. It is not only my career; it's been my hobby for decades. I went to college. I had very humble beginnings, as you can tell. I'm sorry, I'm fighting a little bronchitis, I think, because of the weather change. So my voice is more nasal than usual. But I have very humble beginnings. I'm originally from North Carolina, hence the southern accent, by way of Texas, Georgia, Philadelphia, and Germany. And now, obviously, I'm in Delaware and have been in Delaware for about 15 years. I went to college at age 16. My family and I went on scholarships because there was a lot of us to try to go to college. And I have been educated and degrees at University of Maryland, Cornell University, and Thunderbird University. And I'm a chemistry scholar, even though I did change my major in college, and a presidential scholar and an honor student. My career background has included Deere and Company. Nothing runs like a deer, which is. I hope you don't have any problems with your deer.
Not on my farm.
that threw me for a loop. Nothing runs like a deer. Deere and Company, which was highly unionized environment on the manufacturing side. Yes. And then Lowe's International asked me to come in also to help take care of some HR issues. Also, Thomson Reuters asked me to come in, and those ended up being like 10-year stints when I came in, Thomson Reuters. And then the state of Delaware heard about me, so I had the chance to work for the Honorable Secretary Bullock. And then when his deputy got promoted, Secretary Geisenberger, he loaned me to the Department of Finance. Which is where I was before I came to Newcastle County as their acting CHRO. I serve and still serve on several state boards and commissions because the governor hasn't released me yet. So I serve with the state treasurer, Ken Simpler, on the Plans Management Board, on the Individuals with Disabilities Board, On the ADA board, on the State Employee Benefits Commission, that one has come to an end. And on the Delaware Health Commission for the Honorable Secretary Geisenberger. I do a lot of things nonprofit because we have a son who's a military police, so I like to give back in that regard in helping military police with their resumes and get employment, which I've had success with them getting not one but multiple job offers. I think I'm probably best known for my work in employee relations and union work, and also recruitment and diversity initiatives. Even though I've done and have managed every area of HR, I think I like to go where there's challenges and opportunities. I've received awards from the state of Delaware and from Fortune companies for diversity initiatives, customer service, and process improvements. And I would like to continue that with Newcastle County. I think that's kind of, I don't know how much you want to know, and they told me you had the resume, and so I did not want to inundate you, and you've seen me here for a couple of meetings. I don't know if there's anything else you want to know, but that's kind of it in the elevator speech.
That's quite a bit.
It's a long elevator ride.
Yeah, that's quite an impressive elevator speech.
Thank you.
Wow, yeah, I'm very impressed. Any question, comment from members of council? Councilman Smalley.
Yeah, I'm going to just tell you straight up, I wasn't thrilled, not you, but the fact that I'm a little tired of the county shopping the state. I think we have some very good talent in the county. But we did have an impromptu conversation that wasn't planned a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And I was very impressed with your down-to-earth observations and opinions. So thank you very much for coming to the county. And a challenge you wanted, one you will have.
Thank you.
Councilman Powers?
We met on the elevator.
Yes.
Did you get a speech on the elevator already?
I own a gator and a skid loader.
Okay.
Here, but most of my equipment is not free. They're all good. They're all a lot of money. Just so you know, I spent 30 years working for Chrysler and UAW.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Thank you.
Further comments, question, Member Councilman Street?
Well, your resume, your credentials, and your background are very impressive. And I'm glad to see you here. And look forward to your continued success. But, no but. There's certain challenges within departments. That I hope can finally be dealt with. Now, I don't remember, it's 2005, 2006. I was on the front page of the paper and the talk of the radio show for Raising Cane about the absence of diversity to paramedics. And there have been some initiatives started under previous administration under Joe Bryan and his director of in his capacity as director of public safety, and I hope they continue and improve. Quite frankly, and you know, this administration gets credit for hiring the first African American police chief. But once upon a time when the police brass came in here and lined that wall, the wall was literally white. And so I want to maintain and improve diversity because there's still a lot of need for diversity within the rank and file. Special services, it's a major challenge with diversity, and it's a major challenge with diversity. And contractors, as I said at the last meeting, that's where all the money is. That's where all the money's being spent, and from 2004 to now, procurement rate, which had nothing to do with human resources, but it tended to diversity, so any help you could bring would be greatly appreciated. Procurement's been at 4%. It was 4% in 2005 and 4% now. And that needs to change in a significant way. And finally, with special services, you know, every racial incidents, there have been situations where there's been racial graffiti posted, and accusations that has not been dealt with in the past. I can't say it has or has not happened as a result, but the accusations that weren't dealt with, nobody cares, are still there, whether they're accurate or not. So I welcome you aboard, and you have a very, very high caliber resume. I hope that high caliber approved.
Yes. And thank you for all the comments. And to your comment, Councilman, there was an incident, and I won't name the company for privacy, that has some racial incidents and racial graffiti. And they brought me on board just to clean that up, and we did. And so I'm no stranger to the tough, don't let the little southern voice fool you. And I am very humble and very easy to deal with, but I do realize that there is a lack of diversity in Newcastle County. And I'm already on pulling together data that I want to share with this council, because I think the picture is not gonna be as positive in some areas, and there's some work to do. So I can honestly tell you that there is gonna be some work, and that's one of my first major initiatives. I'm doing a very deep dive into getting that data so I can tell you what the story is and the strategy going forward. So.
Well, let me say this in all fairness. Probably my first, maybe my second meeting, I came in raising canes about diversity, expecting all this opposition. And to my amazement and pleasant surprise to the day, got nothing but encouragement and support from this council. Starting with Councilman Sheldon, who was just adamant about improving diversity in the workforce, and especially in contracted services. So, I think any initiative and any creativity that you bring forward will be met with open arms by this council.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Look forward to it if I get confirmed.
Any other comment, questions from members of council? Seeing that, I would just like to follow up where Councilman Street left off about diversity. When I first came to county government many years ago, county council was only 7 members, and I came with the idea and introduced, as a matter of fact, what I call the diversity stimulus package. And now Governor John Carney was working here at the council as the lead to county executive greenhouse. I got a lot of cooperation from the administration, from now Governor Carney, got a lot of support from the members of council. I have in my office the headlines in the newspaper, the editorials about my proposals. One was to expand the certification pool from 3 to 5. There were a number of things that we did adopt, both policy-wise as well as legislatively. And even though I got a lot of support, there was a lot of pushback from unions in Newcastle County who felt that any change in our quest to provide greater opportunity was somehow a pushback on them. I was labeled as being anti-labor, and my whole idea was to have inclusion, and if we didn't change some of our policies and procedures, we would not be able to bring people into Newcastle County to work to change what Newcastle County workforce looks like. So I did experience that pushback, and it's included in the plaque that's on the wall in my desk. It says that the pushback that I received and where it came from. So I do anticipate there's going to be pushback when we start bringing these initiatives forward, but I'm certainly glad to see that you laser pointed on it. It's going to at least share it with this council and see what any of the council is willing to do about it.
I would love to see the plaque and to
I would love to show it to you before you leave.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sharing. I forgot.
You have to sit in the chair.
Any other comment or question from members of council? Seeing none, I guess we will have this debate later on this evening.
Questions from the public?
Questions from the public. Questions?
Yes. Nakai Trailer, welcome, if you're confirmed. But I have a couple of questions I want to ask you. Will you have an open door policy?
Oh, yeah, oh, most definitely. And by open door, I don't mean physically the door being open, you know, because obviously I'm in confidential conversations.
Sure.
I think that term is, you know, I'm available. From the person cleaning the restroom, I probably have a better relationship with them than anyone. I bet people don't even know that woman or that man's name in Newcastle County. But I'm available, and I make myself available. I mean, my union used to call my home. It had no problem. My husband was used to it.
I won't be calling you at home. I'm glad you said that, because that was one of my concerns, that as council employees, we really don't usually have like a one-on-one relationship, you know, with the HR. You know, our dealings is when it's time to change our insurance. You know, there is no really one-on-one context. I wanted to know, will you be implementing some sort of employee relationship with you, and not only just the government center employees and the Gillian Pub, but also employees here to build better relationships?
So one of the things that I'm doing now is that I always say HR is in my car, and I'm glad that it's good on gas, but I have been going around visiting various sites and various departments. So I'm not just physically at the executive center or the administrative, I don't even know what you call it, the headquarters, but I manage HR by going around. So that is what I'm doing now, and getting out, meeting people, getting to understand the needs and the concerns, whether it's something I can directly help them with or not. There's someone that can.
Okay.
So that, I've already started doing that from like week one, and I'm still doing that, so.
Okay, because I understand we're a separate government body, but will you make an effort to come over here to address some of our concerns as well?
So if you're inviting me to come over, yes.
I sure am.
I will invite you to come over. I don't know what my governance is. You know, still learning what my role is.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have an HR department? Does the council have it?
No.
No,
oh, okay.
No, we do not.
I see someone with a hand up. But I don't mind coming to visit, and maybe even if I have to point you in the right direction. And, you know, and I'll need to explore what my authority is. I don't want to, if I get confirmed, I don't want to overstep my boundaries. But it's hard for me to turn down an employee in need. So,
right, I'm an employee.
In need.
Okay, thank you.
Councilman Street.
Y'all going to sit here and play silent night. I understand your concern, but the decision to have not to have human resources involved with this council and this side of government is an executive decision that she can't overrule. So I don't want you to think going forward that if she's not accessible as you would like, as decision.
It's not about her overruling, it's about her expertise in the department and guidance as an employee of Newcastle County, just having outside consultation.
Any right. further comment, questions? Councilman Powers and Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
If you do want to call me at my house because that's where I work.
Okay.
They say don't call them. That's the place to get up.
Well, make sure I get your number.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I just think that this conversation needs to be carried on in a different venue, as she is part of the administration, and we have history.
Oh yeah, we should. I don't want us to dwell too far along that down that road. I don't want to scare you away before the confirmation tonight. But we will continue to have other conversations. We will have. We do have regular scheduled personnel committee meetings, and we, you know, it would be appropriate to have those kind of discussions in that particular setting. I don't want to cloud your, because we do have some challenges as it relates to HR, and most council members are concerned about an incident that happened, so that's what you're hearing, is the residue from that concern.
Okay.
So any other comment or questions from members of council? Any other comment from the public? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for the time and the consideration.
Absolutely. Are there any public comment? Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
Thank you. Can I have some, or we have some reasoning on why the other three were tabled?
Well, the first one to appoint David Gregor is the fact that he's here. You want to speak to that?
Sure.
He changed his mind.
David Gregor, acting CFO. Actually, it's a pretty boring reason. Brian Maxwell is still technically employed. He's on the last 2 weeks of vacation, so I'm told that we can't even consider this as long as he's on the payroll.
Okay, thank you.
And that the other one is to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for the non-union classified service employees and to adopt the class specification for the position title Parks Division Manager. We did receive the email sent to table it. Is Brian here? Brian, can I explain why?
Sure, Brian will send the email. Our hope is to revisit these bills after we have a budget. Thanks for FYI.
And that same is true for 18059. Further comment or question?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.